Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. And we started in last year talking about putting food on a heat source for the first time on Shabbos. That means it wasn't on the heat before Shabbos. It wasn't on the flame before Shabbos. Now I want to put it on for the first time. I take something out of the refrigerator. It's cold. It was sitting in the refrigerator all Shabbos. Now I want to warm it up. Put it somewhere to warm up. So halacha is you cannot put it onto a flame. Of course not. You can't put it on top of a blech. But there is a heter to put it on top of a pot that's full of food. Because that does not look like mevashel. It doesn't look not mechazik mevashel. It doesn't look like I'm cooking. I'm putting it on top of a pot of food. That's fine. But if it's an empty pot that's sitting on a flame, that would be usher to do. Now, the Tshuva Shevet Levi from Shmuel Vosner is mechadish that if you have a blech and you take an empty pot and put it on the blech, then it's mutter to put the food on top of that. And the svara is like this. Why can't you put food on top of an empty pot that's on a flame? The answer is because that is like a blech. That is there to cover the flame. And Mala put food on top of a blech l'chatchila on Shabbos. Mashenkin, if it's full of food, so then the pot has its own din. It's a pot of food. I'll have to put meat on a pot that's full of food to warm up. But here, if you have a blech, the blech is covering the flame. And on top of that, I put a pot, even though it's empty, it still becomes a separate entity. And therefore, it doesn't look like mevashel. Therefore, I can put food on top of that empty pot that's on top of a blech. Now, there are some who will argue on this. The Medayik from Chazanish, look at the Aruch HaShabbos, he holds that it's also because it goes with the Chazanish. But the Minig Olam is to be makel on this, to take a blech and put a pot on top of the blech and put the food on top of the pot. Now, this heter to put something on top of a pot is dafka if it's put on top of it. But not if it's put inside it. Let's say you have a pan, a 9x13 pan, you put it on top of a blech. I can't put food inside that 9x13. Because that is considered like I'm putting it onto the blech. You just have a little thin layer of the pan that's blocking it. That's not called putting it on top of a pot. You have to turn over the 9x13 pan and put it on top of that. That's the only time it's mutter if you turn over the 9x13 pan that's on top of the blech and putting the food on top of that. And also in the Sefer Pinyas Shabbos, he also says another kula. It doesn't have to be a very deep kedera. As long as it has some depth, then that's enough and you can put food on top of it. So it's a shayla, let's say a cookie sheet, is that called enough depth? It's a good shayla, it's a good question, because it's very small depth. But it could be, if it is safe for Pinyas Shabbos, that would be enough. If we're going to turn that over the blech, and put it on top of that, that would be fine. It's definitely better to have something a little more depth, like a 9x13, that would definitely be better to put that on top of a blech, and to put the food on top of that. And again, it should not be put inside it, only on top of it. It could be used as a cover for that, but as long as it's on top of it, that's fine, and that would be a mutter way of doing a sinat l'chatchila. So the bottom line is like this. If it has food in it, then even if you add it, don't have a blech, you let it put something on top of that pot of food. If it's empty, the only time it will be mutter if it's sitting on top of a blech. And Mitzvah Shem, in the next year, we will discuss a hot plate and Mitzvah Shem, a warming drawer.